If you do those things and you start communicating with my friend chat, you're going to have a best friend in your life. If my son, who is 9, can do it, you can do it too.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz Faircloth.
And I am Andressa Gadelli. We are the host of the Investor Podcast. And in today's minisode, we are talking about one of my favorite topics, artificial intelligence. And if you are afraid of it, if you don't understand, if you feel that it's very complicated, stay with us because I'm going to make it very, very simple for you to get started. So Liz, this week I introduced ChatGPT to my 9-year-old son.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm telling you, he picked up extremely quickly.
Really?
And starting having conversations with ChatGPT, like back and forth, and they created a beautiful story. He laughed. He asked Chat a couple of questions. He was like, Chat, can you read my mind? And it's funny, right? Because I told Chat that he was talking to my 8-year-old. So he knew who was the other person.
I need to make a disclaimer really quickly before you jump into your topic.
I know what you're going to say.
Andressa refers to Chat as her significant other. So she's like, I had a chat.
Well, not as my significant other, like a partner, Chat and I.
It's when a I very deep chat relationship, but go on.
Yes, love Chat. On. And I say, Chat, thank you so much. And it's like, my pleasure. I'll see you soon. Yeah, we have that type of thing.
Just saying.
So my son and Chat were communicating in a 9-year-old level. So it was really interesting to see the adjustment of ChatGPT's conversation of tonality, of choices of words with my son. And if my son, who is 9, can do it, you can do it too. And I'm going to share with you 3 simple steps that you can take to get started using it in your business. The first one is very simple, Liz. Download the app.
Oh, I like the simplicity.
Yes. A lot of people say, how can I get started? The first thing is opening up an account, download ChatGPT on your desktop, and download the app on the phone. You know, one thing that I love, Liz?
What?
On the phone, especially on the phone, that I don't need to type.
Oh, so you like voice recognition?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. I use voice recognition.
That's great.
And then it goes super quick. So that is the first thing. Ladies and gentlemen, download ChatGPT, and we're going to be sharing the link on the show notes. That's the first thing. Second thing, prompting. Prompting will determine how well you receive responses. I'm going to throw Liz under the bus right now. The most entertainment thing that I've ever faced in my life was seeing Liz, when we got started, Liz, not now, when we got started, your communication with Chat. So she would give Chat something to do and Chat will spell something out. She's like, that's not what I said. Try it again.
I was like, no, that's not correct.
and she would not go further and say, I like this, I don't like that. She would just say, that's not what I said. Try it again. And then Chat will spit the same thing to her. And she's like, no. And then he would like spit the same thing. So when you are prompting, start with what is the goal? Is this a post? Is this an email? Is this an article? Tell exactly what is the ultimate goal. Who is the recipient of that information? The more that you paint a picture, the context, better. And you want Chat to behave as if. For example, do you want Chat to behave as a scientist, as a doctor, as a marketer, as a politician, as a millennium, as a Gen Z? Tell ChatGPT, what is the character that you want ChatGPT to talk?
I've never heard you say that one before. That's great.
You got to say it.
I like that.
You got to say it.
Taking notes. Like,
write this as you if you are in
a great
high level top copywriter. Write this as if you are a professional, whatever it is. That's the ultimate goal here. And I think that the tone, right? You are like, is this professional tone? He's like, oh, make some jokes. Have like a more like casual tone. Have a more elevated tone. So always say, what is the tone of it? And then you adjust accordingly. Sometimes the adjustment, you need to adjust in pieces, right? Depending on where it is. Let's say something has a title and then a blurb, let's say. Addressing pieces. Hey, let's work on the title now. I like this title. Or give me other versions of this sentence and include the words so-and-so. Like, be very specific. Or like, I don't like the tone over here. Change the tone. I like this version. I don't like that version. Or give me some options. I love asking chat to give me options of the same thing, different versions of the same thing. And that's when the magic really, really happens. It needs to feel that it's me. It has to feel that it's you. So chat needs to learn your tone, which comes to my third step here, which is the conversations. So think like ChatGPT software as your Google Drive or Dropbox, right? You have folders there. So let's say Invest HerCon, right? Our annual conference. I have a folder that when I am talking about Invest HerCon, I go inside that folder. The goal here is for me to do not have to regurgitate to ChatGPT, what is InvestorCon, what's happening there, anything. So I want ChatGPT to utilize the history, my tone, what I'm looking for, who I'm serving, and all the details. So you save a lot of time if you save the conversations in separate folders. And I think that many times we are in only one page and that you need to regurgitate over and over, over and over again. So chat will learn who you are, what your company is all about, and you will save a lot of time. So just regurgitating to all of you, the three things: download on your desktop and on your phone, and they will communicate with one another. The second thing, the prompt, make sure you're painting the clear picture and you're giving feedback. And then third, save in different folders. If you do those things and you start communicating with my friend chat, you're going to have a best friend in your life. I guarantee. So thank you so much for listening. If you took those steps, please tag me on Facebook. You're going to make my day. Yes. If you do that and take advantage of artificial intelligence. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.